Yu and his family escaped the Cambodian genocide in 1980, when he was only 4 years old. They eventually settled in Long Beach. Yu, who is now 46 years old, has served the last 26 years in prison. In January, he was granted early parole for his remarkable accomplishments, leadership, and transformation inside prison. But upon his release, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDCR, handed him over to ICE for deportation. Yu has been held in the Mesa Verde ICE Detention Center in Bakersfield for the last 6 months and is at risk of being deported any day, as the Cambodian government recently delivered his travel documents. Yu has no surviving family members in Cambodia. All of his family is here in the United States. Yu's family, including his parents, siblings, nieces, and nephews, alongside many other members of their community, traveled 9 hours by bus to attend the demonstration. His older brother spoke on their behalf.
I would like to thank you all that are here to support Puen. As a family member, I'm a bigger brother for Puen. And Puen is a good person. First mistake that he made, and he served for 26 years. And all we ask is for a second chance. If you hear this, please give him a second chance to stay with family. And we are, as Americans, we are big about family. Separation is not the key. Please give him a chance to stay in the United States. That's where he belongs, and that's where his family is.
Yu is one of many Cambodian community members who have gone through the prison system and now face deportation. Shantan Bun is a formerly incarcerated Cambodian refugee who grew up in Long Beach, like Yu. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison for robbery when he was 17 years old. He ended up serving 23, and much of his growth he attributes to Yu.
When they passed the juvenile bill, I had a chance to go before a parole board. And that's when about 7 years ago, that's where I met Poon. And he was one of the first person that helped me understand my trauma, understand myself, and be accountable for everything that I did. And that really helped me gain my freedom. And that's why I call him my friend, my brother, my mentor, because he helped me every step of the way. Even when I wanted to give up, he was there to lift me up.
Bun was also scheduled to be turned over to ICE, but ICE agents didn't show up on the day of his release, so he was able to return to his community. Deportation after leaving prison is common within the Cambodian and other Southeast Asian communities. Bun says almost every family in his community has lost a loved one to deportation or has someone that is currently under deportation orders. Governor Newsom has pardoned authority to halt the deportations of people who have already been turned over to ICE. But advocates believe pardons are not a systemic solution to this problem. That's why they're pushing for Newsom to champion the Vision Act, a landmark racial and immigrant justice bill that would end transfers to ICE of people who have served their time in California prisons. Anup Basad is a senior staff attorney at the Asian Law Caucus in San Francisco, one of the organizations sponsoring the Vision Act. Basad says that the U.S. has a responsibility not just to welcome refugees from Cambodia, but to help them heal and succeed. After all, he says, the U.S. had an enormous role in what happened in Cambodia. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. government illegally carpet-bombed the country for years, disrupting Cambodia's political stability and leading to the murderers Khmer Rouge to come to power. Basad says that the disproportionate impact of imprisonment and deportations in the Cambodian community is the result of failed resettlement processes in the U.S. during the 1980s and 90s.
We resettled them in the most impoverished, most violent, least resourced communities in the country and provided them no resources in terms of mental health care, language skills, even, you know, basic assistance in adjusting to life in the U.S. And then they were also growing up at the height of incarceration in the U.S. in the 1990s in the most over-policed neighborhoods in the country. So unsurprisingly, a lot of people of Mr. Yu's generation, when they were just teenagers, were funneled from these neighborhoods into the prison system.
On Tuesday, the Oakland City Council unanimously voted on a resolution urging Governor Newsom to pardon Yu and stop his deportation to Cambodia. In Oakland, I'm Lulu Ralda for KPFA.